Meseches Nida, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Ish ve'isha sha'asu tzarchem l'socha seifel. If a man and a woman both relieve themselves into the same receptacle, v'nimtza dam al hamayim, and then blood is found in that urine, Rabbi Yossi mitar, Rabbi Yossi permits it, v'Rabbi Shimon mitameh. Rabbi Yossi permits it, Rabbi Shimon says it is impure. Rabbi Yossi permits it because he's assuming that the blood might have come from the man, and we're allowed to assume that it's possible it came from him, and therefore she is tahora. Rabbi Shimon mitame. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that she is tamea because she'ein derech ha'ish lahotzidam. It's generally very uncommon for blood to come out from a man's body, but more common for a blood to come out from a woman's body. So ela shechezkas dami mina isha. We generally assume that the blood would have come from the woman, and therefore we have to assume that she is tamea. Mishnah Gimel. Hish'ila chaluka lanachris olanida. A woman who lends her garment to a Gentile woman or to a nida, and then she puts on the garment once it comes back, and then finds a blood stain on it. So harezo toleba, it's possible, of course, that the blood stain came from the woman's own body, but she is allowed to attribute the stain that she found to the Gentile woman or the nida, because it's quite likely, because we know that they are not careful about their blood stains, and a nachris is not careful about her blood stains, and a nida is already bleeding. Then harezo toleba, she's allowed to attribute the stain to one of those other women, and she herself is tahora. Shalosh nashim shalav shuchaluk echad, o sheyashvu al safsal echad. If three women wear one garment, one after the other after the other, o sheyashvu al safsal echad, or they each sit on a bench, and one after the other after the other, v'nimtza alav dam, and after all three have worn the garment, or after all three have sat on the bench, they find blood. We don't know which of the three it came from. Then kulan tameos, you have to be choshesh in that case that each one of them might have been the source, and therefore each one has to assume that they are tamea. Yashvu asafsal shel evan, but if they sit on a bench of stone, o ala itzdeva shel merchatz, or on the colonnade inside a bathhouse, Rabbi Nechemia mitaher, Rabbi Nechemia says it is pure. Shahaya Rabbi Nechemia Omer, because Rabbi Nechemia says, Kol davar she'eno mekabel tuma, eino mekabel ksamim. If it doesn't have the ability to itself become tame, then it doesn't itself receive tuma of blood stains.